John, let's talk about the girls' school. This was a lead story on several major media outlets late last night, early this morning. There's new satellite information that shows that that indicates that probably this was a U.S., not an Israeli airstrike. And it looks like the school. So basically, this is a very like I think a question that you have specific knowledge to be able to help us with. So there. So satellite images show that the school and the clinic buildings that were hit were, in other words, these are not appropriate targets for a military strike, are adjacent to a military base. But the military base was kind of split off. It makes sense. It's not a sinister human shield plan. It's government property, and they decided to reallocate the use of the government property. They put a wall up somewhere between 2013 and 2016, so a little bit over 10 years ago. They separated the base, and they created a school and a medical clinic. And then the clinic was separately walled off a couple of years ago. And so the thinking is, if we're looking to make excuses for the U.S. planners, that they have out-of-date satellite information for the targeting. Okay, so I have two questions for you, John, and I've been dying to ask you this since I read this late last night. Number one, how incumbent is it on an adversary, on a belligerent, to check out to update the information about a target before you fire? I mean, in other words, is it really an excuse to say, well, you know, we're going by 2014 information, and that 2014 information says this is a military base. Oh, I'm sorry, we blew up a school too. And then that's part one. And part two, which might be easier, is, I mean, before a drone strike, I mean, the CIA and other drone operators, they carefully monitor the target site for days, weeks, maybe months ahead of time to see what's there, to observe. I mean, obviously, if you were hovering a drone over that school, you would have seen parents walking their kids to school, dropping them off in cars. You would have seen little girls going in at 8 o'clock in the morning and leaving at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You would have seen maybe school buses if they have them. You would have been able to say, like, okay, you would have seen these are not adults. These are not soldiers. They're not wearing uniforms. Aren't they supposed to do that? I mean, is that part of the rules of engagement?
Yeah, it is. And I'll remind you of a couple of similar incidents in the past. In 1999, while the U.S. was bombing Serbia, we were bombing the capital of Belgrade, we bombed the Chinese embassy. Mm-hmm. Why would we bomb the Chinese embassy? Well, the official excuse was that the targeting analysts at CIA and DIA were using outdated maps, and that the building had previously been used by the Yugoslav military. They sold the building in the mid-1990s. The Chinese bought it and turned it into...
Oh, John, you are frozen.
Their Ministry of Defense.
Oh, there.
We had to apologize to the Chinese. We bombed some other Chinese embassy in 2001, just before 9/11. I don't remember the circumstances of that. In 1991, when we were just carpet bombing Iraq before the liberation of Kuwait, we bombed a bunker that the CIA said was a VIP bunker. We believed that the Iraqi cabinet had taken refuge there. In fact, it was all the wives and the children of the Iraqi cabinet. We killed like 120 women and children in one fell swoop. One thing that frightens me, you know, we've been saying, I believe that this was an Israeli attack because the Israelis have no compunction whatsoever about killing civilians. But now it looks as though it was the United States that attacked this school.
Because of the location
of the location. And then when Secretary of Defense Hegseth was asked about it yesterday morning, all he said was, we're doing an investigation, which means we'll likely never hear about it again.
Yeah, I mean, in official speak, the investigation is kind of like Kristi Noem yesterday said there was finally going to be an investigation into the shootings of Renee Good and Alex Preddy in Minneapolis. Investigation is kind of bureaucracy speak for, we know we fucked up, mm-hmm. but we're not going to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. But at least we admit that we fucked up.
Right.
I mean, so John, I mean, the bombing of in Belgrade, right? That's 1995, right? It's over 30 years ago. I mean, I know the military still had great satellite technology, but they didn't have real time drone visual, the ability to put their eye on the sky on something 24/7 before they hit it. I mean, that's more like traditional bombing and using outdated information. Here, there's really kind of no excuse, is there? I mean, shouldn't it, like, if you're going to hit a population center, shouldn't you be monitoring that site beforehand?
You've got access to live feeds. I mean, the last time we were in a war, we didn't have access to live feeds. Not really. Not on such a grand scale that we do now. And as you said in the intro, Ted, the drone operator should have seen children, little girls,
parents, coming, you know, teachers,
parents dropping off their children. They should have seen all this. You know, I'm reminded of a story that Daniel Hale tells. This was the reason why he became the U.S. Air Force drone whistleblower. He was told to launch a rocket against the target. And he said, but wait a minute, there are two little kids with him. And his boss said, Daniel was in like New Mexico or Nevada, and his boss was at CENTCOM in Florida. And Daniel said, no, the boss said, it's not little kids, it's two goats. And he said, I'm telling you, I'm looking at them. They're two little kids. He says, fire or be court-martialed. And so Daniel fired, and he killed a 9-year-old girl and a 12-year-old girl. And then he said he went home that night and he told his girlfriend, I became a child killer today.
I can't even imagine.
How do you live with that?
I don't know. I don't. I really don't know. John, there's some breaking news. Reuters is reporting exclusively that Hezbollah's elite fighters are being dispatched to southern Lebanon to fight the Israelis, according to Lebanese sources.
There's also breaking news that the United States right now is in the process of bombing 30 Iranian police stations. This has been going on for the last 40 minutes, and it is apparently an attempt to sow chaos.
Is bombing domestic, you know, sort of peacekeeper, you know, traffic cop, police stations, is that a legitimate war target?
I suppose an argument could be made. To me personally, no, of course not. But I guess an argument could be made that police stations are a legitimate target because in this case, the police report to the Ministry of Intelligence and Security. Mm. I suppose you could make that argument.
But I guess this is all part of degrading the Iranian government to the point where supposedly the locals will rise up and overthrow it. I do think there's going to be an uprising, but I think it's going to be ethnic. It's going to be enclaves that they're trying to create. More breaking news. Washington Post says that that Trump is offering U.S. air cover and other support if groups within Iran and Iraq rise up against the Iranian government. Of course, but put them in touch with the Cuban exiles at the Bay of Pigs. That always works out great.
Yeah, without coming out and saying it, what Trump is dangling in front of them is an independent Kurdistan. Mm. That's what he's doing here. He won't actually say the words because it's not U.S. policy. Mm. But he's hanging it out there for them just to see if he can get them to take up arms.
What about other, I could also see the Baluchis, they're rising up and trying to split off. Azeris, maybe not.
Yeah, you know, Baluchistan is a very interesting place. It's rough on both sides of the border. It is sickeningly poor, mm-hmm. where people are like legit starving to death, mm-hmm. on both sides, Iranian Baluchistan and Pakistani Baluchistan. but most of the area is wasteland. There's a terrorist group called the Balochistan Liberation Army. And most of what they do is they just kill policemen. Mm-hmm. They'll just, you know, raid a police station and open fire, just kill all the policemen. I can't imagine Balochistan being an independent country. I think the Pakistanis would invade and just kill everybody.
100%, yeah.
Yeah. Again, this is part of the American Enterprise Institute map of five little independent countries carved out of Iran.
I mean, can you imagine what a Pandora's box these assholes want to open up? I mean, we'll have wars raging for years. We're still dealing with the aftermath of Libya, destroying that. We're dealing with the aftermath of Iraq. This is how we got ISIS. This is how we got slave markets in Libya. These people are crazy. They just want to destabilize the entire world.
Yeah, they really are. This is crazy. And don't forget, we overthrew the Libyan government 17 years ago.
And it's not getting better.